Spectacles. Written and read by me, Sue Perkins.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Most of this book is true. I have, however, changed a few names to protect the innocent, and the odd location too. I've skewed some details for comic effect, swapped timelines, and generally embellished and embroidered some of the duller moments in my past. I've sometimes created punchlines where real life failed to provide them, and occasionally invented characters wholesale. I've amplified my more positive characteristics in an effort to make you like me. I've hidden the worst of my flaws in an effort to make you like me. I may at one point have pretended to be an Olympic fencing champion. Other than that, as I say, I've told it like it is. Preface. I've always wanted to be a writer, since I first felt the precarious wobble of a book in my hand, since I first heard the phrase, once upon a time, since I first realised that fairies, wizards and seafarers could transport you from the endless grey of 1970s South London. I was a prolific child. By the age of seven, I'd produced several anthologies of poems about God, death and aquatic birds. I was prolific right up to the point I received a B- for a haiku I'd written about a heron. The uninitiated can be so unkind. As an adult, I started writing articles, reviews and glib little pieces for glossy magazines. I'd hide away in my room on the days I wasn't on set and continue work on Ra Anui and the Enchanted Otter, the intense magic realist novel set in Tahiti I'd been working on for the best part of a decade. By the time it neared completion, it was clear that there was never going to be an appetite for it, and the book world.